Warmest welcome everyone to the Business and Dreams podcast. I am so excited that you are here today and that you have tuned in to another episode of our podcast. So my name is Vendela, and usually now Camilla, my co-founder, says that her name is Camilla, but today actually we are doing a solo episode, or I am doing a solo episode. And it's not because I don't enjoy talking with Camilla, that's one of my favorite things to do, but we actually decided to do some variation. So I can share that right now, Camilla and I are really living like our future selves. We're really living our dream lives. So we're actually on a trip right now in Marbella in Spain with three other friends and working from here. So this is really part of how we want our lives to be. We want to, you know, create this dream lifestyle where we work with our biggest passion life, you know, business and dreams, while also having all other aspects of freedom. And that is really what we want to share with others, with everyone in our network, that it is possible to build this freedom-based business or freedom-based career. So we really want to be role models and living it ourselves. So that's truly what we are doing right now. So Camilla says hi to every one of you. And yeah, maybe she will do another episode in the future. So I really thought about what I wanted to share today when I have this opportunity to talk about anything. And I mean, I really like to talk about what I am the most passionate about at the moment. And I spoke with Camilla and she was like, yeah, it's very clear what you should talk about. So what I will talk about today is about standards. I think that standards is, you know, probably the most important thing that you can think about in your life. I mean, how your standards, how they are in different areas. So today I will just briefly explain standards. I will give you a book recommendation that really taught me a lot about standards and how you can create your dream life with standards. So let's kick this off. And by the way, I would love after this episode to hear your thoughts and insights about standards. If you want to share them, maybe on your Instagram story and tag us, or just a private DM. I'd love to hear from you. So let's talk about it. So what made me really interested in standards is it was a book that I read. Actually rereading it right now because it's so good. The book is called 10x is easier than 2x. It's written by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And I will link it in the show notes as well if you want to read it. And this book talks about how you can do these massive transformations in your life. So 10x is just like a metaphor, so to speak. You don't have to take it literally, but 10x means that you do a big jump in your life. So let's say, for example, now that your income is 5,000 euros per month. 10xing that, of course, could be 50,000 euros per month, but it could be also that, like, in 5 months from now, you earn 2 or 3 times more than you do today. Whereas 2xing your life would be just incrementally improving something. So let's take again, if you earn 5,000 euros, that would be, for example, to earn 5,100 euros in 5 months. So that's what the book is about, how you can do these big jumps in life. And one thing that has really, you know, what I really remember now from the book and that has really changed a lot of things already for me is about standards. And I mean, standard is a common word. Of course, I knew before what it meant. And I think I've heard about it a lot within, especially dating, that it's so important to have standards in your dating life. But what I've come to realize is that standards is so important to have for yourself. So, you know, of course, we should think about other people and what we tolerate them to do towards us in life. But you should be equally, if not more, concerned how you are treating yourself, what you're like. Yes, standards are for yourself. So we all have standards in every single area of our lives. So the definition of a standard, you can kind of view it as like the floor. So it doesn't go below that. So let's take, for example, how tidy your apartment or your house is. You probably know some people who are, you know, even more organized and tidy their living space more than you. And at the same time, you probably know people who make it less clean than you have. So your standards is really like the threshold, the limit of what you tolerate. So again, this example with cleaning, your standard is like, if it goes below that, you start cleaning. So you don't let it go below that. And you have it in every single area of your life. And the interesting part is that, you know, when we think about how to create our dream lives, there's a lot of focus on dreaming big. And I love that. Don't take me wrong here. I love dreaming big. I think that's the most important thing we can do to really use our imagination to create our dream lives. Like, what do I really want? What do I dream of, etc. But the thing is that if we don't combine dreaming big with standards, then, you know, our dreams may be a little bit less likely to happen. So why is that? Well, again, so if you see standards as the floor, we can see our biggest dreams as the ceiling. So we have a ceiling, how big we can dream, and we have a floor, like we don't go below this point. And what happened is that if you only have the ceiling and we haven't defined our floor, so to speak, our standards, then what will happen is that we will attract things, we will accept things that are way below our ceiling because we haven't defined the floor. So it could be, for example, dating again, that let's say that you have written down your dream partner, you know exactly how he or she will be like, but then you haven't defined what your standard is. Then, because, you know, you haven't defined that, you will probably encounter people who are, you know, way below what you dream about. And because you haven't clearly defined your standards, then maybe you will start dating these people and they occupy space from the person who would actually meet your, you know, dream criteria, be your dream partner. And it could be, for example, with a job as well. You dream of a certain career, but since you haven't defined your standards, then you will entertain other opportunities that occupy that space. So that's why standards is so important. So your life is basically a product of your standards. So once I understood this, I really thought a lot about my standards and what I, so to speak, tolerate in my life. And I really, like, what I can give you as a takeaway is that I made a list of my standards. And some of them are like, I thought about it, maybe unconsciously, like, this is just how I behave. But I really wrote them down. And for many of these, I wrote them a bit higher than I usually behave. So what I can recommend is that you shouldn't think like, okay, so this is right now what I tolerate and don't tolerate, but rather you should think, my future self, the woman I will be in maybe 1 year, what are her standards? And then you let these standards become your standards now. So for example, if your future self is having, again, I'm just taking this as an example, but a very tidy apartment, very clean apartment or house, then you should behave that way today. Or maybe in relationships, your future self doesn't tolerate that. Well, then that's your standard right now. So the book says that you should really, like, your 10x version of yourself, that should be your standard, like guidelines for your standards. So it's very interesting, I think, to think about what should your standards be. And this list that I made, it was really life-changing, to be honest, because what happens with standards, like the things I have on my list, I can't do them anymore because it's so powerful when you say that something is below your standards. That is a really powerful statement to say to yourself. And yeah, it really becomes part of your identity. So what happened for me was that I saw myself now as this, in the lack of a better word, as this premium woman, and she's deserving of the absolute best. And how does she behave? Well, she doesn't do certain things. It's just like non-negotiable. She doesn't do that. So it really becomes part of your identity. And whenever I encounter a situation now that is like slightly below my standard, the choice becomes very clear. And if you're curious about Benjamin Hardy, one of the authors of this book, I can just recommend Googling him. I've actually like watched everything I've seen on YouTube and on Spotify, listened to everything there, because I think he says so many great things. And one of the things he says as well is that 100% is easier than 98%. And what that means is that it's easier to fully commit to something than almost committing to something. And I really agree with this, actually, because when you fully agree to something, 100% commit to something, then you don't have to think in every situation like, should I or shouldn't I? There's a great quote from Michael Jordan that says, once I made a decision, I didn't have to think about it ever again. So I really encourage you to think, you know, I think that challenges, like these 30-day challenges, they are great to get you started. But I really think about, I want you to think about, what is something that I could do for the rest of my life that could be my new standard? Because that is truly part of your identity. Something that you just don't do or that you do, that's your identity. So a lot of thoughts today, but what I want you to like take away today is to think about your standards. What do you tolerate in life? And really think about your future self. What are her standards? And start behaving like that. I can really recommend doing this list. So my list is like, these are my standards, and then bam, bam, bam. I will actually develop it more. I will do different areas because I want it to be very clearly defined in every area. But this was just a great start to write down my standards. So I will link the book and everything, actually his TED Talk as well. I will link that as well in the show notes. And I would just love to hear your thoughts about this topic. And remember that you, your listener, you are premium women as well. You are a premium woman and you deserve the absolute best. You're worthy of every dream. And I want you to think about that when you set your standards. You are amazing. You deserve the absolute best and you shouldn't tolerate anything less than that. So let's raise our standards and behave like our future selves. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. We're so grateful for all of you listening to this podcast, and I wish you a beautiful rest of your week. So thank you so much. Bye bye.